The following guided meditation was given at Common Ground Meditation Center in Minneapolis, Minnesota.
When I do meditation things, I'm usually sharing something that I'm experimenting or learning from or guiding. So it's not like being an expert, but it's something that is alive for me. So, you know, one time I taught mudras, because that's what was happening with my body, right? Like moving, you know, making the hands do certain gestures that can move energy around. Other times I'm really into compassion. So right now I'm doing this body awareness. So let's get ready. Being in the room. Sorry with the sounds of the world. So let's just take a moment to be aware of the sounds that are inside the room and sounds that you hear outside, just as a warm up. So wherever you are in your life, you can take a moment and say, my meditation object right now is sound, whether they're pleasant, neutral, or unpleasant. It's like you can be meditating for 30 seconds when you just pay attention to sound. So now let's take a brush about the size of, you know, four fingers together like that, like a palm. We're going to start at the top of the head. So imagine a paint that's kind of has the viscosity of thick paint, right? And then with that brush, imagine somebody's brushing awareness on the right side of your forehead. So we're focusing on the surface of our bodies and our experience. And now you take that brush on the top of the head, and you slide it from top to bottom, covering your head. So you go from the center to your neck. And this brush is painting this awareness, the shell, if we were an egg. We're just going to pay attention to how this awareness now is moving from the left side of our skull, going down, what are the sensations that are felt in that ear. Now we go back to the front, to the other side of the forehead. Just imagine a brush. If you've ever had a facial and they put a mask on, see what would be covered. Your nose, the lips. What are the sensations that are being felt on the cheeks? And with those 3 inches of awareness, move to the right side of your neck. As you slide this brush, go to the other side or the front of the neck. So now give another big coat to the whole head. We're just covering the head with this awareness, like that is your meditation object. Nothing to accomplish, nothing to do. Just feeling the surface of the head. Now we're moving to the right shoulder, sliding that brush at the top of the shoulder. Now you take the brush and you move it on the left shoulder. Now move it from shoulder to shoulder on the front of your body, the clavicle and the back. So we're looking at the upper back. And now the right arm, the upper arm, is being brushed with awareness. So just think, you're having this brush. What would you feel if it's being brushed with something? You have the elbow. The forearm. Slide awareness up and down until you cover all of the circumference. Now the hand and the palm, and give it a second coat so that you're not missing any part of the right arm. Giving this loving, simple attention to the right arm. And now the left arm is feeling envious. It's like, come to me. So remove that brush, the upper forearm. Like, see, how would you move that brush? Is it vertical or horizontal, so that you're moving that awareness. Sure, the elbow is covered. The forearm, both sides of the forearm, the wrist, the hand, fingers, the palm. Now give it a second coat, removing the whole left arm. It's being brushed with awareness. It's kind of this thick liquid of awareness. We're like, this is what it feels like to have a left arm, if you have a left arm, right? So we take our brush back to our neck. We're going to move to our upper chest and the right side. Just imagine somebody's painting that part of your body. And you move to the other side. Just noticing again, is it neutral? Can you feel something? Sometimes parts of the body don't give a lot of information. So you move to the chest, to the right side of the abdomen, the right side of the belly. And now decide, do you want to have the awareness go up and down or have the brush go sideways? How are you doing this painting of awareness? If you can't connect to the brush, then it's fine. Just do however you do body awareness. So left side of the chest. Again, are you going to go vertical or horizontal with doing a scanning of the surface of your body? The skin, what is it touching? The biggest organ in our system. The belly on the left side. And so now take your brush and do the second coat of the whole front of the body, the belly button. And are you doing big brushes up and down, or are you going sideways? Cover your whole front of the body with this loving, gentle, you know, grateful that our bodies, no matter how painful they are, how old, how whatever, they're working so hard, all these parts of our bodies. And take the brush now to the back, the right side of the scapula. Just move that awareness from the upper back to the middle back on the right side. If you haven't done the side of your body, make sure that You're brushing that with awareness. And then the lower back. And if it's pain or itchiness or hotness, you're just like, oh, I'm just going to paint over this with awareness. Just really feel what's present. Move to the other side. And see how fast you want to go with this brush. Are you going to do a quick swoop of the left side of the back? Or are you going to go a little bit slower? The side of the body. And when you're done, start doing the second coat, where you're going to go and do the whole back. If you're going to be fancy, go horizontally and see if you can feel that. But going up or sideways is a little bit easier. Just cover your back with awareness. Should you go around your waist? Paint the genital area, the right butt side, the left glute area, as it supports our body. What does it feel like to bring awareness? You can have in the background the rest of the body. Right now we're going to do the right leg, the upper leg. This time we're going to do horizontal, so go sideways, as opposed to the length of the upper leg. And see if you can paint the stuff that's not touching the cushion or the chair, right? Because you can't get underneath the chair at the moment. We'll do that later. Do some circles of this paintbrush on your knee. Now switch to the other leg. What are the sensations in the upper part of the leg? So you're feeling the surface of this body that we have. Paint your left knee. Awareness. Now we do the parts that are touching the brush. See if you can slide that awareness on the right side with everything that is touching the cushion, the chair. Go to the other side for the other leg. Just calming, you know, with beautiful time that we're in community without having to be anybody or do anything. Now the right shin and the lower part of the right leg is now going to be painted with this awareness brush. See if you can identify that which is not touching a cushion and that part that is. If you're sitting on a chair, be really aware of the clothing that is touching the skin. And now give the second coat to the leg. or just sweeping awareness. So that every little bit, like how about that crease behind the knee? What if you were to go in there with awareness and put that, poke that brush in there? What are the feelings? What are the sensations? Go to the other leg. Give a second coat of awareness. Same place behind the knee. What are the sensations felt? You know, the upper part of your foot on the right side, so your right foot, you're going to get in between the toes, and every toe is going to be painted. The sole of your foot, the back, the heel. And you know what's coming? Give it a second coat. So whatever's touching the cushion, if you're sitting down, it's touching the floor. And we finish with the other foot, where we top of the foot, in between the toes, the toenails, everything is being painted with this brush. And then the sole of the foot. And now this is going to be fun. Third coat for the whole body. Start wherever you want. Could be the fingers. It could be the top of the head. It could be the back. Start at some point and paint your whole body with a third coat of awareness. See how fast you want to go or how slow. Just do a sweeping of the whole body with this brush. Are you doing little strokes when you're painting? Are you doing big sweeps? As we're painting this shell, that which is in contact with the air element, move your awareness. Could be up and down from the front, to the front side of the body first, or you can do the back side. We're going to take a few moments for those people that are doing slow painting to finish their third coat, and then we're going to move inside. So just do a final awareness of the outside of the body, meaning the skin, wherever your hair touches, if you've got hair. And a gentle thank you to our skin, all the protection that it provides, the information that it gives us when there's pain so we can alert it if there's a bruise or a cut, the sweat glands that come out so that we can be cool in the summer, all the protection that it gives. We're just going to say thank you to our skeleton. All of us have these skulls, but we've never seen them. You know, maybe an x-ray somewhere, but As if you could imagine that we know that we've got this skull. There's not really a feeling that we can get. How many people are like, oh, I'm going to sit and think, give thanks to my skull for protecting my brain? So let's do that for a second. How complex all that is. And think about the teeth that you have, whether they're real teeth or not, the ones that are gone, if you've got fillings or braces. And how the jaw is feeling, a whole element of solidity of the earth as we have it in our skull. And our spine. Do a thank you to the vertebrae, starting from the top. All the way down to a coccyx, this little fake tail that we've got. Just imagine, right? Let's just think what they might look like. Some people might have some that are fused. What would that spinal cord look like? I don't know the anatomical names for the bones, but your shoulder area and that structure. And as we think as old biology posters, anatomy posters, I mean, so look at your upper arms that we've got those bones. The bones in our forearms. And just think of the complex, beautiful structure of your right hand, those bones. We can't really feel them as such. But when we break one, you know it's there. So, and the left side, those bones. The solidity of the earth element felt on the left hand. Take your pointer finger on the right hand. Just imagine all the little bones that are there. So give the fingers of your left hand just a thankful attitude for having those bones, if you have them, right? Now move to your nails. Again, it's like we clip them, some people paint them. But is there any information that we get from this area of the body? Just a little thank you. They scratch. They do things for us. Going back to the neck area as we move to our rib cage. Just imagine that you could talk to your upper right rib. Sorry if you're a doctor, you know, if it has a number, a specific name, but it's so fun just to think that we've got these ribs. And move to the left side, upper rib. Just taking this imaginary trip down our ribs. Feeling the structure as they protect the organs. If you could see that X-ray, the upper body, the lack of bones in the tummy area, Is that felt? Can you tell the difference between having a rib cage? Imagine if you had a rib cage in your belly. Would that feel different? Notice the difference between having a rib cage and not, that lower part and the upper part of the inside of us. Is that something that you're aware of, that there's a rib cage and the part and no rib cage in the middle? What is the difference? And as we go to the sitting bones and that structure keeps us upright. And now come some of the longest bones in the body, the femur. And think of all the bones that are in the upper part of the leg. There's cartilage and there's the knee structure. Give a shout out in gratitude to the bones in the lower part of the right leg. And now we go to another complex area, the foot. All the bones on the foot. What comes to mind when you think of the bones of the foot? Do you go straight to the toes? And again, it's like remembering photos or illustrations of what a skeleton looks like, maybe a Halloween skeleton, and knowing that that's inside of us. As we move to the left side, what would that bone look like outside of our body? Give it a thanks. Helps us walk. Structure in the lower part, the left leg. And all the bones on the left foot. Giving a final sweep of our skeleton. Again, with your imagination, your heart, the size of your fist. Do you know where it's beating? Is that available to you? To actually know where the heart is. I'm not asking you to feel it. I'm just asking at the moment you're aware of any kind of activity in the heart. Move to the circulation system. Blood is being pumped. These veins that look like roots look like lightning. See if you can take a trip giving thanks to your arteries. So from your heart, go up your head and your face, knowing that blood is being moved. You're not doing anything. The body is doing all that work for us. T cells and red cells doing their stuff. And think of all the blood going into all those channels, these veins, to your right arm, the left arm, knowing that the element of water is all over this body, and part of it is this blood. Oh, it's life. I think of this connection from the heart all the way in the middle body and the right leg, all the way to your feet. I'm not asking you to feel anything. Just know that you've got the system. Just a thankful, imaginative thing on the left side. All these veins sending blood so that we can experience life. The nervous system, the vagus nerve, which is the longest one. An amazing, weird thing, these nerves that give us so much information. We get so annoyed with the pain that sometimes we feel. We're just giving our nervous system that is dealing with generational stuff, environmental stuff. So we've got this brain. And so from the brain, think of, you know, these roots. Highly sensitive, sophisticated things called nerves. Where would they be in your upper part, the body? Coexisting with the veins, giving blood. Take that trip on the right arm to our right hand, left arm. In many ways, it would be a lot easier if we didn't have this nervous system. We would just be numb and we feel very quiet and neutral. So we have to deal with these nerves. Sometimes they get pinched. And move that awareness to the middle of your body and then all the way in the right leg, all the way to the right foot. Honoring the nervous system on the right side and honoring the nervous system on the left side. And step out a second and see the whole structure of your brain and your nervous system working for you. Saying thank you. Just simple loving awareness that this great structure is here. In Buddhist lore, there's also the body awareness of how unpleasant it all is. You know, if we open up, it's going to be smelly. There's also beauty. If you think of your stomach area, how many times do we give a thought to our spleen? And if you've got healthy kidneys, imagining what size would the kidneys look? What kind of color are they? We don't know. We don't know them, you know? And if you're missing one, you definitely know that it's missing one. If you have dialysis, right? The liver. You have a sense of where that is. It's long intestines. Isn't that weird? We've got all these intestines in there. How are they all just kind of in there doing their thing? Gallbladder. All of these things that are inside us. Soft part, the vulnerable part of our body. The traditional methods of mindfulness is the rising and falling of the abdomen. Finish the organ meditation with our lungs. This is not an exhaustive complete of every organ and every structure. See if you can get in touch with the upper part of your right lung. Where is that in awareness, if at all? The middle part of your right lung, left part of your lung. And we move on to the upper side of the other lung. Just being aware that it's, that we have it, if you have it, right? I think most people have two lungs. The middle, lower part of the other lung. See that paint that we were using for the outdoors? I'm going to make a little hole on top of your head and just start filling in. What would it be like to start filling in the inside of your body with paint? Filling in that shell. Where would it go? So imagine that this magic paint can go through all the organs. What would it feel like as it goes filling in the head, the neck, filling all the inside, spreads into the arms, the hands, goes all the way down the legs. And we end with the subtle body, with the energy body. Now that we know we're breathing, can you get any information of what is energetically happening? In India, they'll talk about the seven chakras, or chakras as they pronounce in America. You've seen one of those charts of acupuncture. All the points where energy is moving. So pay attention to your body as it exists as energy. This takes more training and more experience to pay attention to energy, but it's possible. And with that, we finish this awareness of the body and move on to the bodies that are in the room. Everyone who's here is supporting you. You support me by being here. See if you can remember where someone is sitting. Did you notice another person and where they sit? Aware that they've got their own bodies, their own sensations. And even if you don't know their name, send them a big paint bucket of compassion and well-wishing, so that they may be aware and joyful and healthy. And wishing that to all sentient beings.